This is North Shore Today for St. Patrick's Day 2017. And North Shore Today is brought to you by the Gloucester House Restaurant, featuring Sunday brunch from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. On this date in history in 1756, St. Patrick's Day was first celebrated in New York City at the Crown and Thistle Tavern. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News, North Shore Medical Center has notified approximately 160 employees of job elimination or transition, according to hospital officials. The cuts took place over the last several days at Salem Hospital and Union Hospital in Lynn and affected workers in many departments, including nurses and service workers, according to Phelan D. Ronette of 1199 SEIU United Healthcare Workers East. She's quoted as saying, "It's just really difficult right now. There's a need for a lot more collaboration and commitment on the impact, not only on the hospital, but in the community." D. Ronette said, It is unknown exactly how many workers will lose their jobs because of contractual rights that allow some employees to take other positions within the company. Hospital spokeswoman Laura Fleming said most of the reductions came by consolidating administrative, support, and management functions. She said a very small number of nurses volunteered to take a severance package, but no direct bedside nurses were involuntarily impacted. The layoffs and job changes were expected after hospital officials notified employees on February 15 of a plan to lay off as many as 200 workers and cut the budget by $45 million. State Representative Paul Tucker of Salem said he and other public officials, including Mayor Kim Driscoll and State Senator Joan Lovely, were scheduled to meet with hospital officials Thursday night to discuss the layoffs. More on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Paul Layton. This is North Shore Today.
Sunday brunch at the Gloucester House. The brunch includes Gloucester House baked haddock, grilled beef tips, fruit-filled crepes, chicken, potatoes, and much, much more. Sundays from 10 to 2, $20 for adults, $12 for children. The Gloucester House, on the water at 63 Roger Street in Gloucester. Owner Lenny Linquata.
This is the freshest seafood you can get, from our boats to your plate.
On North Shore Today, Bill Newell reports that renovations at a historic building in Swampscott may have been halted.
Rick, Swampscott town officials have halted ongoing renovation work at the Swampscott Yacht Club or Fish House because club leaders did not pull a building permit for the improvements. Gayla Colley writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn, quote, "Certainly the town had a good working relationship with the Yacht Club, but they are required under their lease agreement with the town to pull permits, and we've issued them a notice of violation," said Town Administrator Sean Fitzgerald. Quote, "This is a property that's on the National Historic Register, so we are extremely concerned that any work that happens at that site be consistent with the town's permitting." Fitzgerald continued, "We understand that the building needs some significant repairs. We are currently looking at grant applications with the Mass Historic Commission and other funding programs, but we are going to be adamant about the code enforcement responsibilities of the Yacht Club." Building Inspector Manuel Betancourt said he became aware of the work early last week, but wasn't sure how long it had been going on. He referred to their Facebook page, which included a March 4 post about the continuing historic renovations of the club by generous volunteers. Betancourt said work includes remodeling, repairing two bathrooms, pointing, and some ceiling work at the bar area. Fitzgerald said generally the club leaders appear to be updating some of the spaces that they use for functions. Fitzgerald said the issue could be that some people at the club didn't understand the specifics of the lease. "They have worked with the town, I think successfully over the years, to make some improvements and to help support a number of fishermen that make their livelihoods out of that property. So it's an important building, and they have a terrific yacht club that helps the town enjoy the beautiful nautical history," Fitzgerald said. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
Thank you, Bill. Dustin Luca writes in the Salem News, a two-alarm fire in a mixed-use building on Pickering Wharf Thursday afternoon started in the ceiling of a kitchen in a restaurant under renovation and spread to four condo units on two floors above. The fire on the backside of 62 Wharf Street was first called in at 4:24 p.m., at which time crews got to the scene and declared it a working fire, according to Salem Fire Deputy Chief Keith Pelletier. Staff that had been working inside the restaurant space told firefighters they heard something burning in the ceiling. There were no injuries reported, according to Pelletier. Four condo units, two per floor, were damaged in addition to the restaurant. The units are not livable but can be repaired and are not totally lost, according to Pelletier. Further information on the extent of the damage wasn't available as crews continued to work the scene on Thursday night. The cause of the blaze remains under investigation. More on this story written by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. And in the Gloucester Times, Mary Marcos writes that Murphy's Law seemed to prove true after Tuesday's storm left some of Manchester by the Sea's residents without electricity or running water in their homes for hours. While water and power services have been returned, Summer Street, where a water main broke Wednesday, will be closed through Friday for repairs. After more than 24 hours off, the electricity is back on after a transformer explosion blew live wires down on Pine Street, forcing residents of about 75 homes to look for shelter elsewhere on Tuesday evening. More on this story written by Mary Marcos in today's Gloucester Times. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.